Welcome to tonight's episode of Well-Rounded Corners. I'm Robert.
And I'm Ruthann.
And we have a very special topic tonight. This topic is so expansive that we're going to cover it the whole show, concerning the strange sounds that everyone's been hearing over the past year outside, and they've been picking up recently. But before we get into that, Ruthann, if you'd remind everybody how people can listen to the show and how they can find us on iTunes and whatnot.
Well, let's see. You can catch our show on right here on BBS Radio every other Tuesday at 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific Time on Radio Station 1. And you can find us at WellRoundedCorners.com. You can also find the archives of our past shows, completely free, of course. And you can search Well-Rounded Corners in iTunes and subscribe to our show there. And it'll automatically download for you.
Yeah, that's probably the easiest way to get all the archives. Just let those automatically come in, and as I mentioned before, we're covering the strange sounds, and we have a special setup here tonight so that we can play those sounds. Now, you know, a lot of these recordings, these sounds are done on cell phone cameras, and you know, this is not high end audio equipment where these things are recorded on. So some of them may be a little tough to hear, but we'll do our best. Many of you may have already heard the sounds because they're just becoming so pervasive right now. In fact, on Google Trends, which is a you can access that by going to trends.google.com. If you search strange sounds, you'll see that basically the search volume has gone up probably 40-fold over the past, I'd say, couple weeks, actually. It started in late 2008, but it's just shot up dramatically since then. And, you know, Ruthann did some research on some of the history of this, and you mentioned the hum that started to during the 70s, if you want to maybe start us off with that.
Well, yes. Really what I found when I put in, I basically started by just simply Googling strange sound. And I wanted to see just how quickly I would get hits on, you know, what's going on now. And one thing that came up among tons of videos and audio clips was information about the hum that was back in the 70s. And since then, I don't know that it's still going on, but I know back in the 70s, it was heard in Australia. It was heard in New Zealand. It was even called the Auckland hum. It was heard several different places, I believe. And so that got me to thinking, you know, is this related to that? Is it a completely different thing? I didn't find any definitive answer to what that was, although, of course, just as with these sounds, everybody just knew they knew the answer. I didn't really find something definitive about it. I might have missed it, though.
Right.
But this is a different sound. The hum was basically a very low-pitched sound, and when I played the audio video that they had, I never could hear it. And apparently that one was so low-pitched that many people couldn't hear it. Only the people who could hear it were bothered by it. And this
right.
is different.
And not all audio recording, you know, your earphones and speakers, especially the grade of earphones that come with iPods and things like that, they may not, not saying they're bad quality, it's just they may not pick up on some of those very subtle low sounds. So that was, even though people who could hear it were definitely aware of it, it wasn't as pervasive as the sounds that we're hearing nowadays. These sounds are very loud, typically. I thought, you know, I didn't really know what to make of it at first until recently I heard them myself here in Alabama. And, you know, they were very soft. They weren't loud like any of the videos that I've heard on YouTube. But they were very soft, and I'm going to play, like I said, we have a special setup here tonight so we can play these in line. And this is from Manitoba, Canada. This was in 2012. I believe it was recorded last week. And 88,000 people on YouTube have seen this video. There's a lot of interest in it. So I'm going to go ahead and play it. And I'm not sure. I don't remember about the language. I think there may be. I think the guy is so surprised that I believe he says something slightly offensive, if you can overlook that. At any rate, I'll go ahead and play it here.
trippy.
It's loud.
It's even got my dogs barking. My rabbit standing up. Check them out. That's scary shit. Holy.
Yeah, I remember. I thought I remembered. not so nice word there. But anyway, he was and obviously you can't see the video, but I'm going to link these on our site. These were some. Just to set the scene here, this is a snow. This is in Manitoba. It's snow there. Which is kind of unusual because everybody's had such a mild winter. But anyway, it's snowing there. And it looks like it's about towards evening time, and there's still a little light out. And there's clearly nothing around that is making this noise. I mean, you know, he pans around. You hear some dogs and some animal noises, but that's not what's clearly going on here. These are not animal noises.
And I've noticed, too, that when I was looking around in the the old home videos and audio, it seemed from the descriptions that people said, I couldn't hear it, and they said many can't, but they said it was constant. It seemed to be more driving people crazy who could hear it because it was constant. This one seems to cycle from the ones yes. I've seen. I mean, it can be a longer or shorter cycle, but it's not just a constant hum.
Absolutely. And, you know, now here's one that we're going to play. And this was in Alberta, Conklin, Alberta. Not exactly sure where that is in Alberta, but it's taken by some forest rangers or some – I'm not sure exactly what their position is, but some kind of official people there. And they they're taking these they're outside in the forest, and – it looks like one of them just pulled out a camera and started recording this. This surprised them, and these guys are used to being out in the field like this. This is this
and they
is,
know
this
the is, sounds.
Right. This is if this happened all the time, or if this happened a couple times a year, they would likely know it and not find it very interesting.
And they don't exactly have heavy diesel engines around or cars going through or you know.
No, this is
motors.
A remote. No, this is a remote thing. So here I'm gonna go ahead and play this. Yeah, now in that clip, it's not exactly obvious what they're saying, but you can hear the tone of their voices. This is not run-of-the-mill things. I have another sound here from Winnipeg, Manitoba, another Manitoba. It just so happens these three examples have been from Canada, but as we'll see, this is not a Canadian.
You know, before you play that one, I have to say, if I were a park ranger or whatever they were, and I were out there in the wilderness and I started hearing that, you know, that's kind of creepy, honestly. You know, when you can't find the source.
Right.
You know,
it's true.
If it's not an animal call, you recognize her. And I think this is what's so interesting about this. You know, it's different types of people, different places out in public, out in the woods, you know, out in the snow, out in the warm weather. And it's so... it's just different than what people are used to hearing. And, you know, like the rangers or whoever there, you know, what are they going to do? They don't see where it's coming from, and nobody can, so far that I know of, find where it's from. So I was just putting myself in their place out there in the middle of the woods, and you hear this, and you think, what is that?
Right, yeah. Let me, so here's Winnipeg. This is in the city. This is the first...
Thank you.
You know what I think is very interesting about those? If you notice the dogs bark. Now, if it were something they were used to hearing, you know, you wouldn't think that it would bother them. But you notice that the birds keep singing and so forth through it, in the one in the forest, or one of them we listen to, but the dogs, who are very sensitive to different frequencies, start barking. I just think that's interesting.
Hey, okay, now, you know, we've played three from Canada. And as I promised, this is not a Canadian event. This is one thing's interesting. I haven't seen any examples of this in the Southern Hemisphere. This has all been Northern Hemisphere stuff. But then again, that doesn't mean necessarily anything, because more people live in the Northern Hemisphere on this planet than they do in the Southern. So it could just simply be that this has been observed and reported more times in the Northern Hemisphere. So anyway, here is – this is in I was about to say Czechoslovakia, but that betrays my age. This is in the Czech Republic, and here we go. That video, see, here's the thing. Every video seems to, the same basic sound is there, but the frequency's different.
Mm-hmm.
The oscillation's different.
Yes.
So these are not all copy and paste videos. These, you know, there's one video out there where somebody made some references and saying they think it's a copied audio track from another video.
Yes.
So there may be some of that. I mean, look, you know, if you search UFOs on YouTube, you'll find hundreds of, well, maybe hundreds of thousands, but at least thousands of UFO videos. Are all of them real? No. If 1% of them are real, then it's pretty interesting. And these videos are so substantially different, and both the way that they were, you can tell they're not modified. You know, I work with audio a lot, and I can tell that they're not copy and pasted, reprocessed. These are most of them original, and even if only 50% of them were really genuine, then we have something important going on. And like I said, you're outside and you hear it yourself, well, that adds a little extra credence to it, you know. So,
well, yes, really. I mean, I would guess, knowing humans and how we tend to sometimes do things, that a decent proportion of them may be people making sounds or whatever to hoax or to copy. But, you know, and I would grant that, but I do think there's something going on. Some of them do seem legitimate. There was one during a baseball game.
Yes.
Do you have that link for us? I mean, that to me was very interesting, because you hear the commentators, the sportscasters commenting on it, and even they say it sounds haunted, I believe they said. Or haunting, not haunted, but haunting.
Yeah, here, we'll go ahead and play this one here.
First inning. That's a haunting sound, if we've ever heard one.
Now, that was the August 23rd, 2011 game, Tampa Bay. I believe they were in Tampa Bay, actually. So that was in Florida. That, incidentally, that was on the exact same day that the earthquake occurred in Virginia. Just want to note that. The earthquake, I believe it was a 5.1, I want to say maybe 5.3, that occurred in Virginia, damaged the National Monument, a few other things. Very interesting sounds. And when you have it kind of validated like that in a baseball game, you know, there was no way to fake that, you know.
Yes, and there were some that, there are some reports that really have hit right about, or some that have occurred right about, right before there were pretty decent earthquakes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a connection that people may draw from that, but you know, there are also times when there wasn't an earthquake that we know of. So, you know,
well, like now, I mean, over the past weeks, past few weeks, it's been picking up dramatically, and And there's been no real increase in earthquake activity over the past few weeks that we know of. So it's very strange. Although there is some interesting stuff going on at Yellowstone. We'll get to that and play you some more samples when we come back after the break here in just a moment. We're also going to be taking your calls on this topic as well. So go ahead and give that number out now.
Yes, if you've heard it, if you have any information on it, if you, you know, if you think you have a reason, you know, why this is happening, we'd like to hear about it.
Yeah, especially interested in people who have heard it. So
yeah.
Give us a call, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And we'll be back after this.
Want to start a website but don't know how? No problem. The experts at OCS Solutions have you covered. We offer a complete range of internet services, from domain name registration, web hosting, and even our easy-to-use website building tool that allows you to create a website with just a few clicks and be live in minutes. Pick from thousands of templates and samples, upload your own content, or use a mix of both. It's entirely up to you. And don't worry, you won't outgrow OCS. We host websites both small and large. Domain names start at just $8 a year and come loaded with plenty of extras to get you started. Visit OCSDomains.com to learn more or call 1-800-672-8415. That's OCSDomains.com or call 1-800-672-8415. 8415.
Reiki is a Japanese relaxation technique that promotes healing and balance. It is a form of energy work that helps unblock areas that are affected by illness, stress, grief, anxiety, or other types of trauma, and it can be given in person or from the Reiki practitioner to the recipient at a distance. It is gentle and soothing and is simple to learn as well. Our bodies have the natural ability to maintain health and heal themselves when energy flows smoothly throughout our energy system. And Reiki works well either by itself or along with traditional or alternative medical treatments to help keep energy channels flowing and the mind and body in balance. I offer Reiki, the Ho Chi, and other types of energy sessions in my home in Florence, Alabama, as well as distance Reiki to any location in the world. I also teach Reiki classes from levels 1 through Karuna Reiki Master, as well as La Ho Chi. To learn more, please visit alabamareiki.com. That's alabamareiki.com.
And welcome back to Well-Rounded Corners. Before the break, we talked about this show we're talking about strange sounds, and we played a bunch of clips before the break of some examples of that. But really, you can just go to YouTube or Google and type strange sounds, and you'll hear an amazing amount of them.
Yes, and we're talking about the strange sounds people have been hearing lately, you know, the outdoor or even indoor big, you know, just sounds that, where are they coming from? Nobody can seem to figure out. Is this something from the earth? Is it from the atmosphere? Is it something man-made? Is most of it hoax? You know, is it anything from HAARP to earthquakes to, you know, there are so many aliens. Our government, there are so many hypotheses.
So many aliens in our government, I think.
Well, that's probably the most profound thing said all night. But
there you go. This is a sound that I'm about to play. There was a Colorado earthquake very shortly before the Virginia earthquake last year. And there were some hikers up in the woods. This has been viewed by over 250,000 people. So I'm going to play this one. There's some hikers up in the foothills in Colorado, and I don't know the terrain that well, so I'm going to say foothills, and I may be wrong. But that's they were hiking, and they heard some strange sounds. Now, these are not the strange sounds we've been hearing, but this is definitely natural. You can tell there's a natural thump to it. At any rate, here's those sounds from Colorado.
Thank you.
Now those are from the earthquake. well, right before the earthquake in Colorado. Those are not specifically the noises that we're talking about. Although this show can kind of cover all that.
Phenomenon.
We have a noise here from New Jersey. This one was recorded, it looks like, about 2-3 days ago. We'll go ahead and play this one. Here we go.
It's 5:07, and the noise has died down a lot, but it's still pretty steady. I'm up on the second floor of the house. It's brighter out, still nothing in the sky.
I'm going to actually skip ahead a little bit here because there's a... Now, see, in this video, there is a... this is more of the hum type noise. It's a regularly oscillating type of noise. You can tell, you know, if you've been out early in the morning, you know, there's trucks going down the road, especially if you live... a short distance off of a major highway, you hear this kind of stuff. You hear semis going down the road, make some really strange noises. But these are clearly not this. Here's one in Maryland. I'll skip right here to the important part. That one, to me, sounds like the others, except just much milder. And this is what I have personally heard here in our hometown.
Well, you know, what's interesting to me about these is, you know, it's really easy for us to sit here and say, oh, it's all made up, or it's a truck, or it's this, or it's that. But, you know, if you were standing on your front porch, or if you were at the baseball field or, you know, on the beach or whatever, and, you know, you heard this and you looked around and didn't see anything, you know, that's a little bit unnerving, I think. And it's very interesting. I mean, we are not saying anything we have played tonight is necessarily, you know, real or a hoax or whatever. We're not judging it.
We really can't.
We'd love to hear what you have to say about it. Have you heard it? Do you hear it where you are? Do you know somebody who's heard it? Do you know somebody who hoaxed it? do you have any theories as to where it comes from? It's very interesting, and it does seem to be breaking out all over. I'd wager some of that's copycat, but still, this sounds pretty significant.
There's too many different sounds too. I'll go ahead and give that number again. It's 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And there's just too many different sounds. You know, if you take a sound and you copy and you paste it into another file, into another session, there's some markers to the video, to the sound. You can tell when something's been copied. I mean, it's very clear. And even people who are not, you know, audio experts will pick up on that. But especially, you know, I'm not audio is not my full time job, but I certainly have dealt with a lot of it, and I've listened to a lot of these in detail and pulled them up in the spectrograph, and they do not have similar profiles. They just don't. They are all different. They do have similar sounds, but they all are recorded on different devices, so therefore they're going to have different noise profiles, and they all do. So it's clearly not just a copy and paste job. And also, there's enough of them where they're talking over it, where if somebody really was going to copy and paste it, they'd end up copy and pasting a bunch of talking too. So, you know.
Well, and as we said a little bit before the break, I believe it was, there are so many so many theories out there. I was reading today to try to get some ideas of what it sounded reasonable, you know, that it could be. One thing that always strikes me personally is I have a singing bowl that I love to play, and there's something about the way it gets very, very, you know, low and almost stops, and then it builds back up, and then it gets lower. That really reminds me of that kind of thing. Obviously, it's not a big singing bowl, but, you know, people have thought that it's movements of the earth or harmonics. Yes. Or harp, for that matter. You know, that's been a big
part. Yeah. Well, let me play a singing bowl just to give people comparison. I have a clip here. I'm turning it down some because
yes, please.
And, you know, these sounds are very intense, so I'm not going to play a lot of it, but that gives you an idea. There's a rhythmic vibration to it that really comes through and punches through there. And
yours happens to be, I believe that was yours you were playing?
That was a clip I was playing, actually.
Okay.
I have a one that's lower. I was going to say,
many of them are lower pitched than that.
Right.
But you get the idea, I think, maybe from that little, even that little bit he played, that it gets louder, and then sometimes they get softer. And like, there's a quality to it that just...
Here's one that's lower.
And I wonder if it's the quality of something being struck and the frequencies that just reminds me of it.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's someone actually using their mouths doing some interesting noises with it too. But yeah.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying, of course, that's what this is. Obviously, it's not.
No, but
somebody out there.
No, but there's a resonance, and you know, everything has a resonant frequency, mm-hmm. the Earth included. And so this sort of thing can easily happen when you resonate something. And, you know, it's not just the Earth, but everything on it, too. So there's going to be a little bit of discord. There's going to be a little bit of, frequencies that are slightly different along with it. But given the frequency and nature that this the frequency and duration that these things have been going on, and like I said, I'm starting to hear them now. A friend of mine in Memphis... he hears them quite loud. Actually, what you're hearing, some of these clips you've been playing, he hears them of that frequency. He lives near the water there, and you know it's really hard to say. There's no definitive answer. NOAA weighed in on the subject, actually.
Yes, I saw that.
Yes, they weighed in on it. They said it was distant thunder.
And my problem with that, all respects to NOAA, and I know they help a lot of people, and I appreciate their work. But my problem with that diagnosis for them is that we've had distant thunder around for a very, very long time, and people have had cell phones for years to record them and video cams and so forth. And you know, this doesn't sound like distant thunder to me. And I don't think anybody else that has made these videos has said, oh, you know, is thunder changing? You know, why would that be I don't know. I'm not, you know, an expert on the subject, obviously, but it just doesn't sound like thunder to me.
No, it clearly is not thunder. From my perspective, I've been, you know, living in areas where...
Mm-hmm.
We get frequent thunderstorms, frequent thunder in the distance, and
we're
thunder...
in the southeast.
Yes, thunder can definitely sound strange, especially at a distance, but nothing like that.
Well, and thunder wouldn't be so rhythmic. I mean, that was my issue with it because, you know, yes, you may have a rumble and you may feel the earth move with it, but it's not going to be on and off and continue that way. That was my issue with that. And then it makes you wonder, it's so rhythmic sounding in some cases. You know, And we'd love to hear what you out there have to say. You know, I'm sure you have some kind of a theory about it or have heard it. This is becoming, and you know, if you haven't yet, and this will be on our website, this show, and we'll have the links for you. And, you know, if you have heard it or you have an idea, please comment on it. You know, let us know what you think. We'd love to know.
Absolutely. And for those of you just joining us and missed the examples, I'm going to play just one or two more examples here just to refresh us. This was recorded in Costa Rica, actually, about a week ago. And we'll go ahead and play this one. Now, this is some music here, so let me skip past that. Okay.
Thank you.
That's from Chile. I mean, that's very clearly something.
Well, you know, I've seen the I read, you know, reports of religious groups saying that it was, you know, the end of times coming, and you know, it's amazing to me how we can all hear the same exact sound and so totally differently interpret it. You know, mm-hmm. one person hears it and thinks that the end of time is coming. Another hears it and thinks there's going to be an earthquake. Another hears it and thinks there's a thunderstorm off in the distance, or, you know, a car rolling down the road. And that's so interesting to me how we have so many ideas on it and apparently not a firm solution. But right. then that shouldn't surprise us. We still don't really know why so many of the birds died, and some of those fish kills, and the and all those other bizarre things. And so, you know, but this has been interesting to us, and we've been reading about it and listening, and we'd love to hear what you have to say too on it. And it's something that seems to be growing and being and becoming more common. And honestly, it can be a little bit, as I said before, unnerving. I think it's not sitting in a studio or sitting in a and in your office listening to it and laughing at people who don't know what it is, but put yourself early in the morning and you wake up and you hear this and you can't find where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Here's another one. This is in Saskatchewan. One commenter says that it's a Sasquatch.
Actually, the first thing that popped in my head when you said where it was from was, oh, it's Bigfoot.
Yes, or it's Bigfoot.
Yeah, there you go.
There's also a lot of people saying it's sounds of the apocalypse. Or
right.
Very strange noises, very strange explanations. But then, you know what? You say strange explanations, I say that. But really, any explanation, I guess, should be considered, because we really don't know. I mean, and no one really has given any kind of idea that seems to be provable. People have mentioned HAARP, and while HAARP is certainly capable of some very interesting things around the planet, and possibly has caused earthquakes in the past, it could be that. But typically, the sounds that HAARP makes, the vibrations that HAARP makes, are not audible to the human ear. So that's the thing that's kind of you know, a little bit off to me, but I mean, it certainly could be that.
I just wanted to make the comment that for most of you probably are aware of what HAARP is, but just to give you just a very, very short idea of what HAARP is. Well, what HAARP is supposed to be, what it really does, I wouldn't have a clue, but, you know, those things that, well, we really don't know, but the official, I went to the HAARP site, and it is the environmental impact process that documents have always been apparently available to tell us what it is, but I don't know what they really do, and that's okay. But anyway, HAARP is basically, it stands for, what exactly does it stand for again, Robert?
It's High Altitude Atmospheric Research Project.
There you go.
And I'm glad I got that right, because that's pulling from memory. But
it's described. It says it will not affect the
weather.
Oh,
I'm sorry. It's High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program.
There we go. That's what it was. I didn't have it right in front of me here. Yeah, it says in the official documentation that it will not affect the weather, that the transmitted energy will be used by HAARP is not absorbed in any of the parts of the atmosphere that produce the weather. It says that any electromagnetic interactions won't affect it. You know, of course, I don't think they're going to probably put on there that, yeah, you're going to hear really weird noises, and it's just going to be us. I don't know. So I don't know the answer to that either. Theoretically, they study the atmosphere, is what it says on here, and I don't have any reason to think otherwise, because I don't have any facts. And I don't personally like to go around assuming that, you know, this is a conspiracy or this is a lie or whatever, because I just don't know. But the reason we brought that up is that there have been many people who've just passed this off and said, people, don't you know it's just HAARP? And I don't know that the answer is that simple, because no, we don't know.
No, yeah, HARP gets a lot of blame. You know, I was talking with Ruth Ann and you know, some of the people at BBS Radio actually before the show, and we were talking about HARP, and I was saying that, you know, HARP gets a lot of blame for things. You know, there are those that place blame for it on the Japanese earthquake, the one that wrecked Fukushima, created the nuclear disaster there. Although, of course, see, the thing about it is that it's very tough to tell. In my way of thinking, I believe that you could really consider HARP possibly involved in the Haiti quake. I believe it was in 2009, but I may not be 100% on that. I believe it was, though. There were some very strange auroral patterns in the sky over HARP. There were a lot of resources put into place very quickly after HARP. There's very, very unusual patterns there. But having said that, though, I mean, it could also be, you know, people blame HARP for a lot of things. It could be that HARP picks up on these things and maybe can tell when substantial disturbances to the Earth are going to happen. And while it may be blamed, it could have a passive role. We just really don't know. The HARP website says that it's possible that they might damage. What was it? They damaged.
It said some significant potential impacts, such as lost habitat, socioeconomic, and wildlife impacts, may not be mitigated. So, in other words, I guess I'm not sure who gets to decide what's insignificant. But the point is, supposedly, you know, I don't really know, and I am definitely not sitting here saying that I think they do things they don't. You know, I don't know. I'm just telling you what I read, and some people say, hey, duh, it's HARP. And then some people say, it is not. So, you know, that's another thing we don't know. And as far as the apocalypse idea, well, obviously we don't have the answer to that one either. But I think there's one thing that we have to be really careful of, and this goes for anything that we can't explain, like the fish kills back a while ago or the birds running into things. It is so easy to either make up some bizarre explanation or blame aliens or blame the government conspiracies, which, you know, who knows, it could be. But the point is, I think we can't get into fear-mongering, because, you know what, no one has any proof that there's some end time coming, really. And so to froth people up and say that just is, in my view, irresponsible.
Yeah, and, you know, let's also, too, and I mean, I know this isn't directly related, but people have been saying a lot of these things, sounds of the apocalypse. Let's put this into perspective here in terms of the word apocalypse. Apocalypse is, very literally, it's a Greek word meaning lifting of the veil or revelation. It's a disclosure of something hidden from the majority of mankind in an era dominated by falsehood and misconception, i.e. the veil to be lifted. That is what apocalypse means. Apocalypse does not mean the end of the world. I guess it means the end of the world if you don't want whatever is hidden to be out. I guess that's a bad thing, but apocalypse is a very mischaracterized word. So, you know, if these are the sounds of the apocalypse, and what that really means is these are the sounds of the hidden knowledge. That something is going to be, and that would coincide actually with saying that, you know, there's a lot
good
of
point actually.
Yeah. So sounds of the apocalypse, that may be entirely correct. We have to take a break, though.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it's getting that time. I'm going to go ahead and give you the number again, just in case anybody has heard these sounds, has any thoughts on them. The number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-06. I'll have to give that again. 888-627-6008. We're going to take a break, and just feel free to call us during the break if you want, and we'll get you on when we come back. Thanks.
Reiki is a Japanese relaxation technique that promotes healing and balance. It is a form of energy work that helps unblock areas that are affected by illness, stress, grief, anxiety, or other types of trauma, and it can be given in person or from the Reiki practitioner to the recipient at a distance. It is gentle and soothing and is simple to learn as well. Our bodies have the natural ability to maintain health and heal themselves when energy flows smoothly throughout our energy system. And Reiki works well either by itself or along with traditional or alternative medical treatments to help keep energy channels flowing and the mind and body in balance. I offer Reiki, the Ho Chi, and other types of energy sessions in my home in Florence, Alabama, as well as distance Reiki to any location in the world. I also teach Reiki classes from levels 1 through Karuna Reiki Master, as well as La Ho Chi. To learn more, please visit alabamareiki.com. That's alabamareiki.com.
Want to start a website but don't know how? No problem. The experts at OCS Solutions have you covered. We offer a complete range of internet services, from domain name registration, web hosting, and even our easy-to-use website building tool that allows you to create a website with just a few clicks and be live in minutes. Pick from thousands of templates and samples, upload your own content, or use a mix of both. It's entirely up to you. And don't worry, you won't outgrow OCS. We host websites both small and large. Domain names start at just $8 a year and come loaded with plenty of extras to get you started. Visit OCSDomains.com to learn more or call 1-800-672-8415. That's OCSDomains.com or call 1-800-672-8415.
And welcome back to Well-Rounded Corners, and we are talking tonight about the strange noises that people have been hearing around the world, and our phone line is open, our lines are open, and that is 888-627-6008, and we've been talking about the noises that have just burst all over the internet. They've gone viral. You know, if you've heard it, you know somebody who has, or you know what's causing them, just give us a call and let us know. And meanwhile, we're just throwing out ideas of, you know, Robert and I are just talking about what we think it might be, or, you know, what we don't think it would be.
I'm gonna play, just for those of you joining us, I'm going to play some more. We played a lot of clips early on in the show, but I'll play a few here so that you can get a hint of what we're talking about. This one is in Costa Rica again. I'll have to skip. This is a video. Here we go.
And the world over scrambling to figure out what this mysterious sound could have been. Authorities have yet to comment on the subject, although OFSI CORI, the Costa Rica Volcanologist and Seismologist Organization, is saying there is no earth movements recorded at the time of the strange sound. Here is a YouTube video showing how it sounded. It is important to note that this is not the Wind Nor Wizard filmed anywhere near the ocean.
Yeah, there, that one's... here's one from Norway. I'm just going to go ahead and play this. That one in Norway had a very
that was strange.
Airy sound to it. Here's one in Poland. Okay, here's one in Brazil. Just to give you an idea, this isn't all over.
Yeah, there's one.
Yes, Brazil, actually. There we go. That's from south.
Yes.
Southern hemisphere. Hard to hear this one. The quality isn't as good, but there you go. Very, you know, I've played these for several different people, and one of the words that pops up a lot of times is eerie.
Yes. Well, I think it's one thing if you can look and say, you know, my neighbor needs to turn off his leaf blower, or you know, the race cars and the car track over a few blocks over really are annoying. I mean, and that's a creepy sound, but, you know, this is something that, you know, you can't just look at it and see where it's coming from. Some people say it comes from the air, and some people say it feels like it comes from the earth, and some just have no clue. I don't know if it's just the perception of where it comes from because you can't see it. That makes people, some people think up and some people think down, or if it is truly coming from two different places. You know, it's not all the same pitch.
Well, sometimes the earth can actually vibrate the air.
Sure.
And cause sympathetic vibrations in the air.
Absolutely.
And vice versa. So, you know, it could be both. It could be such an intense rumble in the ground or noise in the ground, and then it goes through the air. And oftentimes, when you see these videos of people recording these sounds, they'll look up, they'll look down, you can tell they're trying to get a fix on where the sound is coming from, and they don't seem to be very successful about it. And the ones that have talked about it on these videos, they don't really have any good. Nobody really seems to know where it's coming from. It just seems all around. And that's a very strange thing in and of itself as well, I think.
And I think, as we touched on a little bit ago, I think it's really important at this stage of it, as with anything that we don't really have an answer to, you know, we tend to assume things that really aren't necessarily true, as in our pet who comes along and wags his tail and we automatically assume one thing or another about his behavior. These sounds, although they sound eerie or haunting or creepy, or sometimes to me they're almost, it feels as if it's the earth or the sky or whatever. It's very easy to read something into it that's not there. You know, we have such filters we see things through. I swear, absolutely. You know, if you've watched The Twilight Zone, you know, it really changes how you do things. You know, you don't quite see dolls the same way or you know, a lot of things the same way. And so I think we have to be very careful not to see it through our filter, you know, the filter of fear, and assume that it's the earth about to crack or the, you know, the second coming or the whatever we might assume it is before we know.
Right. Yes, it's very important to keep an open mind on these kind of things, I think, because, you know, there are people that just close down and say, well, it's a hoax. Although really, with as many people, you know, hundreds of thousands of people have heard these noises across the world over the past year or so. That would be a far stretch to me. But if it is a hoax, then it's there's a lot of energy behind it, a lot of coordination behind it.
Right. And I would say it would go the other direction too. It's very easy to read things into it, and we don't want to do that. But on the other hand, I do think that the scientific community does need to take seriously what people say, sometimes a bit more than, I mean, there's so much hoax out nowadays. There's so much Photoshop. There's so much audio digital, you know, digital enhancement and change and editing and whatever. I'm not the expert in that, but obviously. But you know, there's so much of that I think sometimes the scientific community tends to say, oh, it's just this or it's just that. And I think, you know, this is one of many things going on now, that if the public feels that the scientific community is listening and taking them seriously, that, you know, there's a cooperation that can happen. You know, I heard it, I videoed it, or I taped it. This is the best I could do at the time. I'm presenting it to you as the scientist. Would you take me seriously and look at it or listen to it and tell me what you think? And I think we have to cooperate.
Right, absolutely. And I would encourage scientists to investigate this. You know, this is one of these things that this could be really an unknown phenomenon that needs explanation. There may be a perfectly scientific explanation for this, but unless some serious research is done into this, we won't find it. I do want to say, in terms of the frequency of these things, they've been popping up a lot lately. Like I said, these have been going on for the past year or two, but they've really been intense since the start of the new year. January has just been, I mean, on YouTube, I've been keeping tabs of it, and there's at least 20 videos a day, it seems, of people putting these things up. Of course, it will get to a point where people will stop putting videos up because everybody will hear it, I suppose, at this rate.
True.
The trends, Google Trends just shows a huge huge jump in searches for this. So there's a very big interest in this. People really would like to know what it's, and it may be out of our reach to know what's going on, but we should really investigate and find out.
Yes, and just think, for all the people that did cell phone, you know, use their cell phones or and record it, or did have some other way to record it and have put it on YouTube or have reported it to law enforcement, think of all the people who woke up in the middle of the night, heard it, and had nothing to record it or didn't think of it and didn't do anything. You know, so my point is, in a roundabout way there, my point is that, you know, there are a lot of people out there who haven't told anybody or have just talked in their family, and so we don't really know how frequent this is. You know,
absolutely.
It may be even much more than we think.
Yes.
You know, that's
I have a suspicion that's the case. Well,
yeah.
Well, unfortunately, we've come to the end of our show. It's been a very informative evening. We've been really wondering about this for a while, and we wanted to just kind of lay out here everything that we had. The post for this show is going to contain lots of links to videos, links to research links. We'll have this show up tomorrow, and, of course, you won't be able to click the Wikipedia links tomorrow because they're protesting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which we do support that, but hopefully the next day you'll be able to click on some of those links and investigate with us. And if you have any ideas, just drop us a line on the website. Let us know. And like I said, we'll have this up tomorrow, and you'll also have it tomorrow on iTunes. So if you listen to us there, subscribe to us, and we'll be feeding those shows automatically into your iTunes and on your iPod. And
right, and of course it's free, so just enjoy. And
absolutely.
And you know, feel free to comment on wellroundedcorners.com, and we'll see you next time.
Absolutely. Have a good evening.